Hi, I'm Henrik Edberg, and this is the Smart Social Skills course. Welcome to the bonus guide called How to Become a Better Conversationalist, Part 2. Within this guide, you'll find a whole collection of very effective techniques and tactics that will help you to become a better conversationalist and to handle common issues that we didn't cover in the 12 weekly guides in the course. Apply what you think is helpful from this course to your life and situation, and see how it works for you. The first tip in this guide is to look for conversational forks in the road. As you listen, and as you are in a conversation, look for the conversational forks to drive the conversation forward and/or deeper. The person you are talking to might mention that he or she worked with making sushi, studied abroad for a while, or lived in Japan for a year in passing during the conversation. Make a note of such forks or paths in the conversation, and then ask about one of those things that he or she mentioned in passing. Get to know more about it. Then you can share something about that topic or something closely associated with it. By being observant about small or big conversational forks, you rarely have to worry about not having anything to talk about, and the conversation tends to become more fun and interesting as the two of you explore different topics and parts of each other's lives. Listen actively. Instead of just sitting still and passively listen, you can try listening actively instead. Do it by, first, nodding. Do the nodding from time to time to let them know that you're truly listening. Another thing you can do is to use encouraging small words. You can use small words and sounds to encourage and to let them know that you are following along with what they are saying. Five examples of such words or small phrases are, yes, I see, aha, what then? And you can also paraphrase back what he or she said. If she talks about how difficult things are at work with a new and unresponsive boss that is pulling the company the wrong way right now, then you can say something back like, you must be very frustrated with him and how he doesn't listen to valid feedback that could help the company. And the other person will then know that you are truly understanding how she is feeling and thinking. Or she will let you know if you have misunderstood something so that you can understand even better. But before you paraphrase back, wait until she is done talking for the moment. Do not jump in halfway through what she's saying and try to guess or put words in her mouth. It's quite irritating and it doesn't help the conversation at all. The next tip in this guide is how to help and give advice to people in a way that works. One common mistake people make with giving advice or when trying to help is that they don't listen first. Or you may give advice when the other person only wants to vent and for you to listen. So first, just listen. Use the active techniques that I mentioned a minute ago. Paraphrase back what he or she said. Try to truly understand, because what people often want is just for someone to listen, empathize, and to understand. By doing things this way, people will be more receptive to anything you may have to offer, because they feel understood by you. And you understand them better and what the real issue is, so it naturally becomes easier to give good advice or help compared to if you just assume how things are. But what do you do after you have empathized and listened for a while? Well, you can just continue to listen if it seems like the person just wants to vent. Or you can help him or her to tap into a more optimistic perspective, or help him or her to make the mountain in his or her head into the molehill that it actually is in reality. Or you could just give advice about what you would do in that situation. And you can always offer practical help by asking, how can I make this easier for you? Or by asking, what can I do? Now let's move on to 3 steps to improving your eye contact. Not being able to keep eye contact in conversations is a common problem. I get emails about it from time to time, and I have had issues with it myself. Three things that help me are these. 1. Look into just one eye. Instead of trying to focus on both eyes or on switching between them, just look into one eye. It makes this habit easier to incorporate into your life, and there is less to think about doing while you're trying to listen and talk too. 2. Keep eye contact about 70% of the time. Don't look into someone's eye 100% of a conversation. It can come across as a bit weird or creepy. Instead, look into his or her eye about 70% of the time and look at other things in your surroundings during the rest of the time. 3. Be patient and practice. It takes time to make the habit of keeping better eye contact into the new normal, so to speak. So be patient and don't think you can change it overnight. Just keep practicing and you'll get better at it. And it will feel less and less like a big thing to do. Now, here's the final tip in this guide. How to handle takers. Takers are people who just take the value you give, but give nothing or very little back. They don't listen to you or your challenges. They don't help out when you need to move, or buy you the cup of coffee after you have bought it for him or her the last time. Takers take and take and take. What you want to do if you discover you have a taker in your life is either to say no to further requests he or she may have, or the next time that he or she requests a favor or something from you, say this: "Yes, I can help you out with that. If you help me out on Tuesday at 7 o'clock with moving, the report, my essay," or something like that. Make a specific counter request right away that they have to promise to do to get the value from you right now. This usually leads to the taker moving on to someone else, or to him or her doing it himself or herself, because he or she doesn't want to be tied up for a specific counter request to fulfill very soon, or he or she may say yes and then won't help you out anyway. And then the next time he or she asks you for a favor, you can refer back to how he or she failed to live up to the promise last time and simply say no to any further favors.